Hey, hey, hey. It's actually beginning to feel like winter, isn't it? Single digits on the thermometer and white on the ground will do a lot to dispel thoughts that fall's hanging around. For those who enjoy winter outdoors, the cold is a good thing, as it's hoped that better travel conditions, think snow machines, might possibly happen this year. That said, not everything is happening outdoors. College football fans are getting ready for a full slate of bowl games, and NFL fans are watching the regular season wind down. I know for a fact there are two happy fans in the KDLG part of the building right now, with Sam stoked about how good his Browns have looked, and me totally pumped about my Chiefs, last night notwithstanding. Beyond football, there are other things. For example, even as you're hearing this, a lot of folks from around the region are likely in Anchorage now, as the state wrestling tournament is happening this weekend. Dillingham has 15 wrestlers competing at state, but other area communities also have representatives too. You can find out just who made it to state from our area in an Izzy Ross article on the KDLG website. For those 15 from Dillingham, it will be an opportunity to be their most ferocious when in very close quarters with an opponent. All the more fitting given the Dillingham High School mascot, the Wolverine. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Mention the word Wolverine, and for a lot of people, in recent years, what likely comes to mind is an image of Hugh Jackman and his prominent sideburns, with a vicious injury on the mend in moments and an intimidating look of anger on his face. Around Dillingham, it's more likely you'll get folks who think of the animal, but with reference to its role as the mascot for the high school. Today, let's take a look at the actual animal. The reason the Wolverine makes a great mascot and was chosen as a superhero with a really mean disposition has a lot to do with the reputation of the actual animal. That reputation is probably a mix of both fact and myth, and exaggerated to some degree, but there is a basis for it all. They are extremely strong for their size and absolutely ferocious when push comes to shove. How many of you remember the old show, Wild America, with Marty Stauffer? If so, do you remember the one with the Wolverine and the wolves fighting over a mule deer? For those who haven't seen it, I'll give a spoiler alert. The Wolverine wins and the pack of wolves loses. The Wolverine is the largest land member of Mustelidae, better known as the weasel family. They are related to weasels, pine marten, mink, and river otters, to name a few others from around our area. Wolverines have a heavy muscular build, a large head, relatively small rounded ears, a short thick tail, and massive limbs. They have long dense fur that is dark brown to black in color, with a creamy white to golden stripe running from each shoulder, down along the sides, and onto the tail. These stripes may appear as quite prominent or somewhat faded. The throat and chest often are marked by large, somewhat irregular white or cream-colored patches. Wolverines are about a foot high at the shoulder and around 3 feet in length. The males are larger than the females, with adult males generally weighing somewhere between 20 and 45 pounds, and adult females weighing 15 to 30. They have long, curved claws and the dental structure of a serious carnivore. Animals frequently carry any number of monikers across their range, and the Wolverine is no different. Some other names from other places include glutton, Indian devil, carcajou, and skunk bear. The scientific name, Gulo Gulo, means glutton. Famed wildlife artist and naturalist Ernest Thompson Seton suggested that the name skunk bear was the most appropriate because, in his words, in size, color, shape, and smell, the Wolverine suggests a cross between a skunk and a black bear. The smell which he referred to is produced by anal and ventral gland secretions for marking and defense, glands that are common to other members of the weasel family as well. Wolverines are more scavengers than hunters. They are opportunistic, eating just about anything they can find or kill. Voles, squirrels, snowshoe hares, birds, and eggs are all potential meals, though the majority of the meat that wolverines eat is carrion. In winter, they travel well on top of the snow. When the snow is deep enough, this allows them to run down and kill smaller or injured caribou and moose, though such occurrences are rare. Caches of prey are covered with dirt or snow and worked over until completely gone. They have extremely powerful jaws and sharp teeth which allow them to crush bones and chew through frozen meat. In the winter, wolverines rely heavily on moose and caribou carcasses from wolf kills, those left by hunters, and animals that have simply died of natural causes. They are also able to survive for long periods on very little food. Wolverines travel in something of a short, loping gallop, which can be maintained for great distances. They seem to be a critter bitten by wanderlust, and they always seem to be on the move. Also, their movement does not appear to be affected by the presence of rivers, lakes, valleys, or major mountain ranges. They are active at any time of day and travel extensively in search of food. Home ranges can be simply huge, with adult males covering areas of up to 240 square miles. The breeding season is the only time of year that males and females interact. They are non-migratory, do not hibernate, and often display continuous cycles of alternate 3 to 4 hour periods of activity and sleep. Weather conditions and/or hunger may lead to extended periods of sleep or activity. They have incredible strength for their size and have been known to drive off much larger and more numerous predators from kill sites, as evidenced by that Wild America episode with the pack of wolves. They also have tremendous physical endurance and can travel up to 40 miles per day in search of food. As mentioned, wolverines are solitary during most of the year, except during the breeding season. They mark those territories and are highly intolerant of individuals of the same sex within their territories. Wolverines mate in early winter. Females are reported to breed every other year at most. To give birth, females build elaborate tunnels and chambers in secluded high-elevation basins. Oftentimes, these tunnels are in the snow and can be up to 60 yards in length. The gestation period is believed to be anywhere from a month to 40 days. 2 to 4 young, called pups, are born sometime between January and March. The pups are blind at birth and nursed for 8 to 10 weeks. They remain with the mother until the following fall and attain adult size at 1 year. Wolverines are believed to live about 10 years in the wild on average, and one in captivity lived to an age of 17 years. Causes of natural mortality in the wild are not well documented, though trapping, predation by wolves, and starvation all play a part. While their endurance, strength, and ferocity are well documented, wolverines also have something of a folklore status to them, with a reputation that is sometimes exaggerated just a bit. They have been known to steal fur bearers from traps and to damage cabins, but these stories are the exception and not the norm. And though it can happen, wolverines rarely attack larger predators, such as wolves or bears. When it happens, there's usually food at stake. Instead, they normally try to avoid any such confrontations. All that said, their reputation remains that of a strong, fierce animal, and it's one that's well-deserved. Of the wolverine, quoting Seton once more, "The wolverine is a tremendous character, a personality of unmeasured force, courage, and achievement, so enveloped in a mist of legend, superstition, idolatry, fear, and hatred that one scarcely knows how to begin or what to accept as fact. Picture a weasel, and most of us can do that, for we have met that little demon of destruction, that small atom of insensate courage, that symbol of slaughter, sleeplessness, and tireless, incredible activity. Picture that scrap of demonic fury, multiply that might some 50 times, and then you have the likeness of a wolverine." Hugh Jackman plays the role of Wolverine well on a big screen, but he'd run screaming in the other direction from a real one. To our wolverines in Anchorage this weekend, tear 'em up. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.